This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visitanderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. It's a busy week out there in Bassmaster world as the BassPro.com Central Open is on Smith Lake in Alabama, and the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops is at Bull Shoals in Arkansas. We expect to have the winners of both of those events on next week, but there was huge news coming out of Birmingham earlier this week when it was announced that the 50th Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods would be contested at legendary Lake Gunnersville, with the expo and weigh-ins taking place at the BJCC in downtown Birmingham. Coming up in the leadoff role today is Bass CEO Bruce Aiken to tell us what led to this historic decision. After the boss, Scott Canterbury, who calls Alabama home and is tied with Patrick Walters atop the Angler of the Year standings, will join us and share his thoughts on the Classic in Alabama and discuss his season so far. Then Texas Hammer Keith Combs is in. Combs will be one of the heavy favorites at Lake Fork next week for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas parks and wildlife. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a Big Boss and Big Bass edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system, and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
Make plans now to attend the $1 million Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife at legendary Lake Fork in Emery, Texas, May 2nd through 6th. This is a bucket list event for all fishing fans and a critical event on the Bassmaster Elite Series, with the winner taking home $100,000 and an automatic invitation to the 2020 Bassmaster Classic. All events will take place at the Sabine River Authority in Quitman, Texas, with an incredible outdoors expo scheduled for Saturday and Sunday of the event, live music from the Mercury Concert Series, and activities for the whole family. Visit Bassmaster.com for more information. For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster fantasy fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And as promised, opportunity to talk to BASS CEO Bruce Aiken about the decision earlier this week that the 50th Bassmaster Classic, presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, will not only be in Alabama, but it'll be competed on Lake Gunnersville, and weigh-ins, and of course the Outdoor Expo and all of that will take place in Birmingham at the BJCC, which is a great complex for doing that. Bruce joins us now to talk about that decision. Bruce, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Glad to be on.
Well, this was something that everybody was kind of waiting on to hear where Classic 50 would be, and you kept it close to home. And before we talk about the lake, let's talk about the venue at the BJCC. And we've had some great, great classics the last few years. Hartwell, Knoxville was amazing. But one of the things about the BJCC is that you have the convention right in the same building, basically, is the arena. So the convenience of that is incredible.
You know, people really like that. The fans, the sponsors, Bass staff, we all like that convenience. And then, the hotels are nearby as well, everything in walking distance. And, the lake would be a little farther away. But between the expo and the arena, the way in, I don't think we have been at a better place with that adjacency as we do have in Birmingham. That's one of the big benefits of being in Birmingham, as well as, really center of the fan base as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that too down there, because one of the concerns for folks was, that there's a lot of work going on in downtown Birmingham. They're rebuilding the highway there and so on. But word is they're actually a little bit ahead of schedule, and it feels pretty confident now that 11 months from now, access and egress is not going to be an issue for fans or to fishermen.
Yeah, and one reason it took us a little bit longer to make a final decision is we wanted to make sure with the Civic Center folks and that the road construction would be completed in time. And the further it went, the more confident we were that everything would be just fine. And then after we made the final decision that they may even be two or three weeks ahead of schedule. Now, another thing they've got is they've got some incentives. I think it's $250,000 a day.
Yeah.
For every day they're ahead of schedule, and a penalty of $250,000 a day for every day they're behind schedule. So that makes you have a little more confidence that it will all be done.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to it and feel good about it. All the ramps and all the exits, some of them were already completed, so all that will be done. So I think we'll be in good shape.
Bass CEO Bruce Aiken, our guest, talking about Bassmaster Classic 50, which will be on Gunnersville Lake. And, of course, Gunnersville is known as a big fish factory. Had a couple of down years. A down year at Gunnersville means a 20-pound bag to win instead of a 27-pound bag to win. But it has bounced back really good. And, of course, there's an Elite Series event coming up there in June 21st. And so that's going to be really interesting, a totally different kind of event. But how much of that goes into the thought process as well with your fishery or biologist type people in terms of talking about the health of the fishery and whether this is a place you want to do something like this?
Well, I think we start with the fishery. We have to have all the other facilities that it takes to put on the Classic, an arena large enough, the convention center large enough for the biggest consumer fishing show in the country. But the fishing, that's where it begins and ends. We considered between Gunnersville and the convention center, but it worked fine last time. We had a great survival rate on the fishing, being a little bit earlier, March 6th through the 8th. We feel good about that. We always get help from the state of Alabama, the fisheries department. They do the fish care with us. So we feel good about that. But it goes back to, we are a big bass, a big stage, and a big dream. So we need to have some big bass. And we feel, that Gunnersville will produce, like you said, it had a couple of off years, but it's back. It will fish much different, March the 6th, than it will June the 23rd, 24th when we're there. the week after Father's Day this year for the Elite. So it's just a different fishery at that time of year. It probably won't fish quite as well for the Elite this year, but it's still, like you said, it's still put out some big bags.
I'm going to hold reserve judgment on that. I think depending on where those fish are at that time of the year, there could be some monstrous catches in late June. I fished a number of tournaments that time of year in Gunnersville myself and have had some great days out there. Bruce Aiken with us talking about Classic 50. And for our friends and our listeners in the North Alabama area, some have already contacted me during the week, and they said, why do they have to go to Birmingham? Why not the VBC in Huntsville? Why not the new baseball stadium in Madison? This is just a matter of size, right? I mean, you have to have a venue, you know, 15,000 at least. You got to have all that convention space. Even the new baseball stadium in Madison, Alabama is only going to hold about 7,500 or so. So if you could do it outside, you wouldn't do it there. This is just about size of venue, right?
It is. We need, 18 to 20,000, no less than 16,000 seats in the arena. And we lose a few with the staging.
Sure.
A few seats. And then, of course, we had plenty of room in Knoxville this year at Thompson Bowling. But, Huntsville is just that. And the expo, we need 200,000 plus square feet of convention space as well to hold the demand. So that's really what it, while we aren't able to go there, we'd love to go to Huntsville, just right up the road. But it is that, like I said, it's a balancing act. You got to have all three things working for us to make it work.
Yeah, I know some people have talked about Lake Fork and being a similar situation about 80, 90 miles from Dallas. And, get into that. You need that perfect combination of venue nearby and a kind of fishery that you really like. Let's pull back the curtain a little bit. Some people think that because this just got announced that this is something that, you guys just came up with in the last 20 minutes. This is years in the making, right? I mean, you're already in talks with people about 21, 20, 22, 23 probably. I mean, these are things and discussions that take place way in advance, right?
And that's the other thing is the dates have to work for everybody too. Between NCAA basketball tournaments and other events, the rodeo in Houston, those kinds of things. Your venues have to be available. The fishing's usually available, but the convention center and the arena are usually, the trick is to get those available on the same weeks.
Right. Very interesting stuff. And do you ever envision a time when maybe there would be, like the Super Bowl, they announce three or four at a time so kind of people can plan and they know the way, it's going to be here and then it's going to be there. Do you ever anticipate a time where that may happen with something as big as the Classic? Or do you like the deal where basically each year it's a mystery where the next one will be?
Yeah, I think we work far enough ahead, but I don't see us getting that far ahead. I mean, it'd be nice if we had a rotation, but then you want to, wait a little closer to time, so make sure the fishery's working well and you aren't having down years on the fishing and those kinds of things. And we do work on getting further ahead. In the old days, I think you may remember when they would go to the same cities 3 years in a row.
Right,
I think they did that for 9 or 10 years. And, we don't like that because, it just kind of it kind of doesn't stand up year after year. But it's fine to go back every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
We think that works well.
Yeah.
So we'd like to get a rotation of some sort going. But don't see us going back to the days of, three in a row.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Like I said, we'll work, 3 or 4 years ahead, and you have to work around all the competing events that want the venues at the same time.
Yeah. Well, certainly the run that we've had with Houston and Greenville and Anderson County and then of course Knoxville was knocked it out of the park as well. You would think that all of those places could be on future schedules for the Classic, but Classic 50 in 2020 will be at Gunnersville Lake, and all the events will take place at the BJCC in downtown Birmingham. And again, the expo will be right The exhibition hall is right in the same building that the arena is in, so folks will be able to go and then walk right across to the arena for the weigh-ins. It's going to be fantastic. Bruce Aiken has been our guest. Bruce, I appreciate you so much, and we'll look forward to visiting again.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
All right, we'll come back one more right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water, and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play, or sail, or simply behold. This is where champions fish, and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too. Make plans now to attend the $1 million Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife at legendary Lake Fork in Emery, Texas, May 2nd through 6th. This is a bucket list event for all fishing fans and a critical event on the Bassmaster Elite Series, with the winner taking home $100,000 and an automatic invitation to the 2020 Bassmaster Classic. All events will take place at the Sabine River Authority in Quitman, Texas, with an incredible outdoors expo scheduled for Saturday and Sunday of the event, live music from the Mercury Concert Series, and activities for the whole family. Visit Bassmaster.com for more information.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Got a little break here, as we said, in between tournaments here, as the Elites will pick up at Texas Fest and then Fort Gibson. And then after that, of course, Gunnersville coming up in June. But when we get to this spot, we see a tie atop the AOI points. Patrick Walters, we talked to him last week. They've told me that due to some, like, heaviest day catch or some, there's some reason why he's one and Scott Canterbury is two, even though they both have 360 points right now, but doesn't matter because this is all going to get sorted out. If they're still tied at the end, there'll be a fist fight or something like that. We'll see how they settle it. But if you if you go 9-11-22-2, you end up in a lead in the AOI points, and that's what Scott Canterbury has done, and he joins us now. Scott, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be on with you today.
Did you ask anybody, like, when it first came up and it said you're two and he's one? It's like, wait, why aren't we one in 1A or something like that? What's up with that?
No, I was Tripp actually explained it to me when he told me. He said, man, you're tied for the lead in AOY, but tiebreaker is the total weight for the year. It was he's got me by like 5 pounds right now for the year, and I'm pretty sure that's still from St. John's. But, you know, we got a long ways to go, so there'll be – we'll get it all sorted out by the end of the year.
You know, and it's not like Stetson Blalock is far back at 19 points back. Drew Cook, the Johnston boys are there at 5 and 6. And don't you get the feeling, I mean, we're halfway home pretty much, but don't you get the feeling that this thing is going to be a dogfight right to the end? I mean, by the time you guys get up there to St. Clair, yeah, there's liable to be 10 guys that are still in the mix.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It is that way just about every year. It comes down to a one fish called or something like that that usually decides angler of the year. It's amazing throughout the whole course of a year that it can be so tight as a race for angler of the year, but it will be for sure. You mentioned a few of the good ones, and there's a lot more of those guys that are right there too. But you talk about those Johnson boys, they've been consistent. And then when we get up north, you know, that's where they sort of excel. So if they stay close, they'll definitely have a chance.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting going down the stretch here. And let's just talk about Winya Bay for you. Did you expect to be right there? I mean, you end up second to Blaylock in that deal. Was that something that you felt good about going in, or was it a surprise to you that you did as well as you did with 50 pounds, 6 ounces?
No, it was sort of a surprise to me. It really was. I was thinking it was going to take a little more weight than that. I didn't have a spectacular practice or nothing, but I practiced 2 of the 3 days over on the Cooper River, and I did see a few big fish, and was hoping to get an opportunity at a couple of them, and, you know, ended up catching some good ones. The second day sort of hurt me a little bit. I just got in a bad rotation. I was running a lot of the same stuff with Patrick Walters. Actually, we talked day one while we were fishing and in the same areas, and then day two sort of got in a bad rotation with him and a couple of other guys, and I really struggled. So, you know, I made some really, really good adjustments. I think I was in 26 going into day three, but made some good adjustments, went to some areas that no boats were had fished or had been fishing at all. Never seen a boat day two or three, and day three or four, and it really worked out. I made a big move.
Skeeter Yamaha Pro Scott Canterbury with us here as we talk about his position here. A virtual tie with Patrick Walters, 360 points atop the Angler of the Year standings. Now, you ran a lot of guys, obviously, running a long way up there at Winya Bay. And that Skeeter, I mean, this has been something you're really enjoying, the Skeeter Yamaha setup that you got right now, aren't you?
I definitely am. You know, I mean, I've ran just about lots of boats over the years. I've been fishing a long time, but I am super pleased with the combo of the Skeeter. I run a FX21 and that Yamaha on it. I mean, it's the best ride on the market, you know, as far as just being comfortable and fishability and everything. I'm really enjoying it this year.
They take a lot of input from the anglers too, don't they, as far as, because the fishability part, I mean, yeah, the running is important, the mileage, the fuel mileage, all of those things are important, but most of the time you're fishing and just having those compartments where you want them, little things, little creature comforts and things like that are really important. And I know when I was looking close at Skeeter earlier this year, it just seems that from a creature comfort standpoint, a fishability standpoint, they really take care of the angler.
They do. They're always asking questions about what they could do to make it better. And that's one thing that I really like about being with them and the relationship that I'm building there.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about moving forward. Now, Texas Fest is next, Lake Fork. First, before we get to that, you know, we talked to Drew Cook about this a couple of weeks ago when he was leading away before Winya Bay, and we talked about how risky he would be. Now that you're almost halfway there and you are right at the top of the points, does that impact at all your strategy to make sure that you don't, you know, lay an egg and pull a 63rd or something like that and screw up the whole year? Do you still thinking about that, or are you like, it's all about winning every week?
You know, it's not necessarily all about winning every week. You do want to have it, put yourself in a position, but I just want to stay constant. You know, I want to be in the mix all the time. I don't necessarily take huge risks like where I think I'm going to hero or zero, put it that way. You know, I made that run to the Cooper River and was planning on fishing the next day on the PD, but what I was doing on the Cooper River is I had found 5 or 6 areas that had some bed fish, and I could run around and catch those fish off the bed. So, you know, I was pretty sure that I was going to be able to go over there and catch like 10 pounds. I ended up catching 12 that first day, so it was a little better than I was, you know, it worked out good, but it was a little better than I was thinking. So, you know, I do take some risks. I don't mind making long runs. I have a lot of faith in all my equipment and everything, but it's not necessarily a hero or zero type deal for me. I do like staying in the mix there. I definitely want to win. I definitely do, but I don't necessarily take those risks that I could I mean, I try not to take risks that would put me at the back of the pack if it didn't work out.
So when you get to Lake Fork, you better have 10 or 12 pounds by like 7:30 in the morning, right? I mean, guys are talking right now about 20 a day and missing the cut and not being able to fish the weekend. You know, it almost that pressure of catching those big fish. What's your thoughts about Fork? What's your experience on Fork as you go over there?
You know, I've fished Fork one time in a Skeeter Owners Tournament, but it's been a long time ago.
Wow.
And I mean, it's been a long time ago. I haven't been there in, heck, I couldn't tell you, it's 12 or 15 years. But I do know that that place is phenomenal. I caught a lot of big fish. We were there in June and caught a lot of big fish then. We caught them out deep. I'm sure there's going to be some out deep now, but I think you can catch fish doing about what you want to over there. But like you said, you need 7 or 10 pounds by 7:30 in the morning, but that needs to be in one or two fish. It doesn't need to be in three or four, that's for sure, because it's going to take some big bags to do well. They'll probably be, I mean, I expect, you know, several guys to break the 100-pound mark, and I expect it to take, you know, like you were saying, huge weight. 20, you know, you catch 25 a day and make the top 35, you know, it may not take quite that. And it might. I don't really know much about the lakes, but I'm excited to go because I know how good a fishing it is. I'm really excited to get started.
Yeah, and coming up, we're going to talk to Keith Combs, one of the 9 guys from Texas, I believe, that we have on Elite Series now. And, of course, he's chomping at the bit. He's had a tough go of it so far this season, but he's chomping at the bit for Fork. Do you think these Texas guys, I mean, is there any sort of an intimidation factor? Do you think these Texas guys really have a big advantage being that this is, you know, this is something that they've done quite a bit?
You know, this time of year, they probably do have a little bit of an advantage over on Fork, knowing some areas and holes. I mean, it's got a lot of timber in it. It's not the easiest lake to learn because of all the timber and everything. But, you know, I'm not intimidated by it. You know, I hope to find a few areas and catch some big ones myself. But I do believe that there'll be several of those Texas guys in the mix when it boils down to the cut on the weekend.
Yeah, Scott Canterbury with us, Quaker State Pro. Scott Canterbury with us. He is leading the AOI in a tie with Patrick Walters. And then they come back around to your state. Of course, Gunnersville coming up in late June. And the announcement coming this week, Bruce Aiken was on just a little while ago with us talking about the decision for Classic 50 to be in Gunnersville. You're Odenville, Alabama guy, not too far from Birmingham, where the weigh-ins will be taking place. I know you spent a lot of time in that Coosa River, but a lot of time on Gunnersville as well. How excited were you to hear that not only would Sweet Home Alabama be the home for Classic 50, but that Gunnersville in that first week of March, which could be another meat fest?
Oh, it will be, definitely. You know, I was super excited when I found out it was going to be in Birmingham. That was a thrill to me. You know, I was sort of thinking, and I don't know why, but I was sort of thinking Coosa River. I guess that's because where I wanted it to be, you know. But when they called out Gunnersville, man, it made me happy. You know, I wish we had a lot of tournaments in Alabama. We've got some great venues. Anywhere on that Coosa River would be a great tournament, but I mean, to go to Gunnersville first week of March, I mean, the weights will be astronomical. Somebody will catch some giant bags. A lot of people will catch some giant bags, but it'll really take some weight to win that tournament. And, you know, I'm super excited about it. You know, it'll be a good one. Get to weigh in Birmingham in front of all my fans and the family, friends, just the people that I grew up fishing with and against here in Alabama. It's going to be an amazing event for sure.
Yeah, well, we saw how that paid off for Otte the Foe, for him in Knoxville, and maybe it'll be Scott Canterbury's turn when it comes down. Of course, a number of guys.
The economic impact is another thing that's going to be great for the, you know, the city and the state.
No doubt.
Even Gunnersville, I mean, just the people that get to see the fish that are caught there, and I mean, it's going to be an awesome event.
Well, speaking of Gunnersville, we'll see you there in June, Scott. Appreciate you. Good luck on that run over to Texas and to Oklahoma at Fort Gibson. And Winner's Circle, remember, all the winners come on the show after they win, so maybe we'll be talking to you soon again in the Winner's Circle. Scott Canterbury has been our guest. Thanks,
awesome.
Scott.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you, Scott Canterbury. All right, we'll come back. As we said, Keith Combs is next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for a chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. One winner will receive round-trip domestic airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money. Our winner will also take home a Phoenix 618 Pro XP with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging, a Rigid Industries deck lighting system, and backup kit, gear from Abu Garcia, Bob's Machine, and more, and a Field & Stream $500 gift card. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for more information.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water, and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play, or sail, or simply behold. This is where champions fish, and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
As fishermen, one of the things we love to do is proudly display our sponsors' logos on a beautifully designed tournament jersey. And the jersey of choice for Bassmaster Radio, Enigma Fishing, and Elite Pros Jesse Tacarante, John Cruz, and more are the ones that are made by Valley Fashions. So whether outfitting just yourself or an entire high school or college team, make Valley Fashions your first stop. Quality is unsurpassed. Timely delivery was a priority. And the pricing is better than you think. Do what the pros do. Visit VFOutdoors.com. That's VFOutdoors.com. And make Valley Fashions part of your team.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, again, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And, of course, next up for the elites will be the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. And, look, when you're talking Texas, you got to talk some Keith Combs. I mean, he won this deal back in the day when it was the Toyota Bass Classic, Texas Fest Bass Classic. And he, you know, he's awful strong there. That's his home waters, that not Lake Fork, but that whole area in Texas. And you got to think that this is going to be a big time for him, and he joins us now. Keith, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. I'm doing really good this morning. How are you?
I am fantastic, and it's good to talk to you a little bit. And let's talk about where you're at in the first half of the season, because it hasn't gone really the way that you wanted to go. I mean, a great finish at Lanier where you finished third, and you were all over that thing on Championship Sunday. But, you know, starting at the St. John's River and the last two in South Carolina, just not the kind of result I don't think that you expected.
No, it's been tough. I've definitely, I really misjudged what was going to go on at the St. John's River, and that was that really hurt for the start of my season. A good rebound at Lanier, and then the last two have just been, so close to advancing to the third day. In fact, it's just been a very small fish that I lost both times. It was just gave me those extra ounces. But you know, even if I land those fish, I'm not on the caliber of fish to make a top 10. But going forward, we got a really strong schedule that really sets well into my wheelhouse, I believe.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, when you go to Texas and then Oklahoma at you know, coming up next, so I think those things are going to be really good for you. And when you go to Fork, there's a body of water that you have so much experience with. How much do you fish your past there, and is there anything new for you to look at? Do you have to kind of put a certain kind of lens on when it comes time for official practice coming up next week?
Well, you know, typically you go into a tournament, and I try to keep this mentality like almost everywhere we go for the Elite Series. Typically you go into a tournament and you say, well, look, I'm going to let the fish tell me what they're doing, and I'm going to go with the flow, whether it's a spawn or a post-spawn or a pre-spawn pattern, whatever, you know, just try to figure them out that day. And I'm not going to fish like that at Fork. You know, I'm going to try to fish the patterns that I know can win tournaments in that region. And, you know, sometimes that bites you. The good thing about Fork is it's you can be doing the wrong thing and you can still catch a big game changer over there and get yourself right back in the game. But that's one that I feel like only comes around once in a while. You got to fish for the win there. I'll try to press patterns that, you know, maybe you're not getting that many bites on, but you're getting big ones. So, yeah, I'll fish that one a little different.
It's still a points tournament for you guys. Obviously, on the line, there is a seat in the Bassmaster Classic 50, which was announced this week. We'll be at Gunnersville. We'll get to Gunnersville in a moment because you got that coming up later on in the schedule as well. But, you know, obviously, though, you fish it a little different than you did back in the day before it became part of the Elite Series schedule, because then it was, you know, kind of like the Bassmaster Classic, where it was, you know, hero zero, right? There was only one thing to do, try to win the thing.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I enjoy those type of tournaments more than anything. Like the Classic, you know, the old TTBCs where there was no points, everybody just laid it on the line and you tried to win. You know, I definitely keep points in the back of my mind. You don't want to miss the Classic. I don't want to miss one at Gunnersville for dang sure. But at the same time, you know, I realize that there's only so many tournaments that really set up good. And those are the ones you take a chance in. And Fork will be one of those ones where I say, well, look, you know, maybe I don't do good, but I'm dang sure going to go out and try to win. And if I fall on my face doing that, I'm not going to look back and say, well, you know, that was a bad decision. I'm going to say, yeah, I win.
Keith Combs with us talking about Lake Fork and Texas Fest coming up. That's a gutsy attitude to take because you're sitting right on that cut line, man. I mean, right now, I know with Fork Gibson next that these two tournaments could vault you up the list in a hurry in the Angler of the Year standings, but you're kind of sitting right there on the Classic cut line. And, you know, so you wonder whether or not in the back of your mind, it's like, okay, I know I can get 17. You know, I need 25 to a day to do something or 22 a day to do something. This could be a 100-pound tournament maybe. But do you try to make sure that you got that 17 first to make sure that you're going to be hanging around over the weekend?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, we keep in mind it's a points event, but this is also the Elite Series. And the thing, if you try to fish kind of defensively and just say, you know, I'm going to go try to catch a good limit and then I'm going to go try to catch big ones, you're going to get buried. I mean, that's a thing. You really got to go try to fish your best fish all the time on this series, or you're just going to get beat. Because at Fork, you know, 18 to 20 pounds is going to be close to a terrible day. I mean, it's that good of a lake.
Yeah. You know, what were your thoughts so far when you see the rookies and newcomers? I mean, there was a lot of talk about when there was the exodus of the veterans that decided to leave the Elite Series that, oh, Keith Combs and John Cruz and anybody that's fished more than a couple of years on the Elite Series, they're going to totally dominate this crew. And you and other guys warned people that don't sleep on these guys that are coming in. And sure enough, when you look at the top 10 in the Angler of the Year standings, it's littered with rookies and newcomers. These guys can fish, right, man?
Yeah, the thing you got to realize is it really doesn't matter. You know, I've fished the top level of FLW. I've fished Major League Fishing stuff. I fished the Elite Series. It really doesn't matter where you're at. When a guy gets to that level, that becomes his profession. He takes it seriously. They're going to catch him. The weights that we saw on the Elite Series this year to be in the top 10 are the same weights we would have saw any other year. Yeah. I mean, it's just they're going to catch what that leg has to offer, bottom line.
No doubt about it. Keith Combs talking a little bit about the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. It would be, I use a golf parlance when I say this is a major. You know what I mean? This is one of those tournaments where it's special. There, you know, of course, the Classic first and foremost, but this in the middle of the season is really a special deal, and it'll be at Lake Fort. It's going to be a meat fest. 100-pound deal is what a lot of people are predicting. May 2nd through 6th, we're talking post-spawn over there probably. What are your predictions? How are they going to be setting up at that point in time?
It's going to be a spawn, late spawn, early summer, type of deal. There'll be a lot of fish caught. There'll be fish caught on beds. There'll be fish caught.
Really?
No doubt about it. I mean, it's far enough north Texas. And, I mean, even lakes like Rayburn and Toledo, this time of year, you still go out and you look for late spawners. We had a tournament on Toledo several years ago this same week, and it was won 100% by sight fishing. So, right. It's not too late for that stuff. That'll be a factor at Fork. But the dominant patterns will probably be more of your post-spawn things, some mid-range structure, some big ones caught on top this week, no doubt about that. The thing that is so exciting about this one, this is a tournament. If you say, well, look, I only got time to really focus on watching one Elite Series event this year, this is for you, because the weights are going to be huge. I mean, there's a very, very good chance that some poor guy is going to go fish perfectly over there and weigh in 120 pounds and still lose.
Wow. I mean, so you think that there'll be a number of guys by the time we get to Championship Sunday, and hopefully for your sake, you'll be one of them, and hopefully for the 80% of people that are going to have you on their fantasy team, you think that that multiple guys on Championship Sunday will be going over that century mark?
Yeah, I think the guys at Bassmaster better make a pretty good stockpile of century belts this week, because we're going to see some 100-pound bags, no doubt about it. And, I wouldn't be – it is not out of the question that we see something go down this week, just like Falcon in 2008 when, everybody in the top 10 had over 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's what Fork has the potential to do.
Yeah, Keith Combs with us. And, talk a little bit about some of the tactics and techniques. We'll talk a little technique of the week, if you will, with it. And I know you like to throw those Strike King, 6XDs and 10, 8XDs, 10XDs, and so on. Talk about the way you set it up, and because that can be a lure that can wear you out if you don't have the right rod combination and reel combination and even line combination. Talk about how you utilize those deep crankbaits.
I mean, that's a very good point. It's definitely a technique that's very taxing on the body. You're making long, hard casts, and you're cranking aggressively all day long. So equipment is very important. You got to have a rod that helps you cast. I use a glass rod made by Shimano. It's a Shimano Corrado, and the reel is just as important. You're basically wanting something that's a winch, big handle, high speed gear ratio. You can get fast line pickup, but just not kill yourself. That's why I like the big handle. I use a Corrado K. That's it. That's my standard cranking setup, and definitely hope I can put it to a good workout this next week. I believe I can.
How important are the different line sizes? I know some guys will go as low as 10-pound fluoro to get it down as deep as possible, but it could be risky at times. I mean, 12-pound seems to be the standard. What do you like to use?
I use a lot of 15-pound, and I hope all my competitors, when we get the Fork, use 10-pound. That's what I'm hoping for. But, no, I use a lot of 15-pound, and, if I get up around some really heavy cover or something like that, I'll switch up to braid. But it's just when you get above 15, when you start to get to 17 to 20-pound fluorocarbon lines, it really, really deadens the action of a crankbait. It's not so much about the depth, but it's just really cuts down on the amount of deflection. It cuts down on the amount of vibration and wobble and things that are important to generate strikes. You lose that with heavy line.
It was announced this week that the Classic 50 will be at Gunnersville. We have alluded to that. I'm actually fishing a deal on Gunnersville this weekend, and that's very near and dear to my heart. About 45 minutes, I live from Goose Pond, so I'm over there quite a bit. And, you know, we've got the Elite Series event that is coming up, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Elite Series coming up June 21st through 24th. But Gunnersville next year, first week of March, man, that's another meat festival.
Absolutely. I mean, Gunnersville.
Or March, I'm sorry. First week of March, I should say.
First week of March. Mm-hmm. Gunnersville is an exciting place to fish. I mean, and it is. I love the area because you have so many bass nuts out there. I mean, the fan base out there is exactly what we're looking for. It's going to be a big weight tournament, and that's what the Classic should be, man. It's going to showcase the best anglers on a great fishery and really show what we can do. I have no doubt about it. Gunnersville will show off, but I love the people up in that region. I mean, the last time we had a Classic there, and every time we've had Elite Series events on Gunnersville or in that region, Chickamauga, you know, people turn out. And there's no bigger compliment that you can get as a professional fisherman is to see a big crowd out there when you weigh in.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, it's just getting bigger and bigger, these Classics. I mean, Knoxville was incredible. It was off the chain there, of course, and great crowds in South Carolina the last couple of weeks as well on the Elite Series Tour. I mean, it's just amazing the way the fans continue to turn out to see the great anglers compete on the Elite Series Tour. Well, Keith, I'm with everybody else. I'm going to have you on my fantasy team at Fork. I mean, you're an idiot if you don't put Keith Combs on your fantasy team for a Texas Fest, but we wish you the best of luck there, Fort Gibson, and we'll catch up with you by the time you get to Gunnersville in June.
All right. Thanks, Thomas. As always, good talking to you, and we'll see you down the road, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Maybe he'll be on again. You know, winner's circle. You know, we've had that. We've had guys that we talked about previewing an event, and then, boom, they came on, like Brandon Cobb. They had to come on after they won the tournament, so maybe that'll be Keith Combs as well. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
As fishermen, one of the things we love to do is proudly display our sponsors' logos on a beautifully designed tournament jersey. And the jersey of choice for Bassmaster Radio, Enigma Fishing, and Elite Pros Jesse Tacarante, John Cruz, and more are the ones that are made by Valley Fashions. So whether outfitting just yourself or an entire high school or college team, make Valley Fashions your first stop. Quality is unsurpassed. Timely delivery was a priority. And the pricing is better than you think. Do what the pros do. Visit VFOutdoors.com. That's VFOutdoors.com. And make Valley Fashions part of your team.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio as we add all this show back to the dock. Let's take a look at some of the news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com to sign up and play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with Mercury 175. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. That's another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. While you're at the site, click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shyrock. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and a $500 gift card from Field & Stream. Plus, a prize package including a Phoenix 618 Pro XP bass boat with a Mercury 150, Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging 3-in-1, Rigid Industries Boat Deck Light Kit and a backup kit, Power Pole $500 gift certificate, plus gear from Abu Garcia, Berkeley, and Spiderwire, and a Bob's Machine trolling motor upgrade package and apparel. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife is coming up next weekend at Lake Fork. That's going to be a meat fest. The TNT Fireworks Bass Nation Western Regional is at Lake Shasta in Redding, California, May 8th through the 10th. Then it's the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Western Open presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, also at Lake Shasta on May 11th. The Cherokee Casino Tahlequah Bassmaster Elite at Fort Gibson Lake is at Fort Gibson May 16th through the 19th. Then it's the BassPro.com Eastern Open at Lake Chickamauga. I'm looking forward to that one. I'll be fishing in it May 23rd through the 25th. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series is at the St. Lawrence River, and it's presented by Bass Pro Shops June 19th through the 21st. And the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Elite Series Tournament at Lake Gunnersville is coming up in Gunnersville June 21st through the 24th. If you're interested in having a front row seat to an elite event, priority registration is now open for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Visit Bassmaster.com/elite for more information. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, you keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.